Sunday night, George's Majestic Lounge in Fayetteville will host a benefit for Guatemala concert. Cirque du Soleil is a local band performing at the fundraiser. Earlier this week, Philip Shepard, Cody Nielsen, Scott Love, Nate Korth, and Jared Thompson stopped by the Furman Garner Performance Studio. During our conversation, Cody explained the band was formed in 2009 to play in a school talent show.
We ended up playing more than school talent shows.
Yeah, and the guys were like, how old were you guys? Like 14 and 15?
It was, yeah.
You were 15.
Yeah, and well, then you weren't here. So after a while playing music together, the lead singer that they started with decided he was going to do his own little thing, and so they had auditions, and then I tried out, and they loved my face.
Thank God he did, because I don't know what he would have done.
Exactly.
It's true.
And then the rest is just history. We just kept writing music, and we put out an album last summer of all of our material up to that point, and now we've been writing music. Even more music, and we're planning to release another album just as soon as we get around to it.
As soon as we possibly can.
So you mentioned working on a new album. What can you tell me about that? How much work have you guys put into that?
Not enough.
Not enough.
Well, I mean, I guess the writing process for it is pretty much done. We're looking for a producer and looking to get some cash to actually go through with the recording process of it as of now.
Yeah, and originally we... over the past couple of years, we've won all these band battles, and the prize for those band battles has been free recording time. And so we originally thought we were just going to get like a whole album full of like free, or
we were close. We were close on that.
We were close.
Free album.
But anyway, we're looking at all of our options and trying to figure out what we're going to do.
And how have you guys been doing in the local music scene? You've been around a couple of years now, so.
Yeah, well, surprisingly well, we got into the bar scene really quick, and.
That's always a challenge.
Well, yeah, just because of how young we were.
Yeah, we weren't even 18 yet.
Yeah, I think like most of the guys were like 16 when we started playing bars, and, people loved us because they were like, whoa, these kids are up there doing what 40-year-old people do.
Young whippersnappers.
I don't know, just whatever. and they liked it a lot. People like us a lot. They still like us a lot. We just need to play with some more shows, guys.
So one of the reasons you guys are here today is because you are playing at a benefit at George's on Sunday.
Very much so. George's Majestic Lounge on Sunday, April 28th. We're playing with a few other local artists to benefit this town in Guatemala. I think it was Papulo, Guatemala. I wish I could remember the name.
Sure.
Our friends Nancy and Jeannie, they have been their whole lives been trying to get funds together to help the schools there, to help just get basic supplies like pencils, paper, for all the schools there, because lots and lots of underprivileged children there. And they really hate it because they're actually related to a lot of them, I think. And so
they're from there.
Yes.
Or at least their family is.
Yeah. And their parents have been going down there all the time and doing what they can. And they actually, in local businesses, they have a little an earth-shaped donation jar in local businesses. So if you've seen those around, definitely help support. And then, so this benefit is going to help, children in Guatemala. And help them learn things.
And the cover is $5?
Yes, the cover's $5. That's like a minimum thing. So if you'd like to donate any more, that would be very much appreciated.
And what other bands are playing?
We've got the Mountain Doobies, which those are...
good friends of ours.
Yeah, Solomon and Harrison. And then...
Joey.
Oh, Joey's their drummer now,
thank
right?
Thank you.
All right, and who else? I think... Foley's Van.
They are phenomenal. They're
a folk band, right?
I got the opportunity to judge a Battle of the Bands competition at the Dixon Street Theater, which we won last year, and Foley's Van played, and they blew my mind. Like, they won. They were great. So come for them, not us. They're fantastic.
Okay. So good music all around.
Very much so. And then Revolution Butterfly will be headlining there. Those guys.
Awesome. And music starts around 8?
Music starts around 8.
Okay.
Yes. For Axe George's on Sunday the 28th.
Well, you brought some instruments, and I know you're going to play some songs for me, so can you tell me a little bit about what you're going to play?
Well, the first one we're going to do is called Blame, which is the second song off our album, and we'll play The Circus Life, which we're really excited to record that one because I've got a piano part for it.
Okay.
That is a song that was deeply inspired by the local band Randall Shreve and the Sideshow, but actually it was a song that the guys had composed
before I was even in the band.
Had actually listened to Randall Shreve
and
the Sideshow.
Yeah, so that was cool. Like and then I heard them play it when I joined the band, and I was like, guys, we've got to do something awesome with this. And we did, and we
revamped it.
We revamped it, indeed.
So why so much love for Randall Shreve?
Because he's awesome?
Yeah, I mean, that's like
that
an understatement.
Question?
If you've ever seen Randall Shreve and the Sideshow play live in Fayetteville or anywhere, they've been touring like crazy the past couple of years. But if you've ever seen them play, you would know why. They're awesome. Go see Randall Shreve and the Sideshow.
They also took us under their wing when we first started out playing.
Yeah,
definitely.
They helped us get a lot of shows.
At Rogue.
And got us exposure. Which was very nice.
Is it helpful to kind of have a mentor in the getting into the local scene?
Yes.
Very much so.
Especially when they're a respected musician, definitely, like Randall Shreve is. Yes. He's awesome.
And the Sideshow equally as awesome.
Oh, that's right. Sorry, Jeff.
So should we hear some music from your acoustic set?
Very much so.
Okay.
This is called Blame by Cirque du Soleil. This song is called Circus Life by Cirque du Soleil.
Show you will be amazed on this stage, your eyes will gaze, shine the spot.
Shepard, Cody Nielsen, Scott Love, Nate Korth, and Jared Thompson are the five members of Cirque du Soleil. They visited the Furman Garner Performance Studio earlier this week, and although they are not an acoustic band, they arranged an acoustic performance, especially for their visit. They performed Blame from the band's self-titled album, and Circus Life, a song they intend to record for their next album. Cirque du Soleil will perform during a Benefit for Guatemala concert Sunday night at George's Majestic Lounge in Fayetteville. Admission is $5. Donations are welcome, and the music will start around 8 o'clock. More information about the band is available at facebook.com/Cirque du Soleil.
And Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation.